Today, the Presidential Advisory Committee on Gulf War Veterans Illnesses met in public for the last time. Instead of dwelling on the possible causes of diseases among returning soldiers, the committee spent much of its effort looking at how the Defense Department has handled the issue. The Pentagon has come under suspicion in recent months because it possessed but ignored reports suggesting the troops may have been exposed to chemical warfare agents in Iraq just after the war. As NPR's Richard Harris reports, the Presidential Committee pressed hard on the issue of government credibility as it wrapped up its investigation.
The Defense Department has spent many millions of dollars on medical research trying to understand the maladies reported among soldiers returning from the Gulf War. But it was only yesterday that the Pentagon announced that it was dramatically stepping up efforts to understand more about what actually happened to the soldiers on the battlefield, particularly with regard to chemical weapons. Today, Presidential Advisory Committee member Arthur Kaplan asked Deputy Defense Secretary John White a question that was clearly on many minds.
I'm just troubled that the effort, in some sense, is 3-4 years after a lot of veterans complained about illness. Why the gap?
We do take this seriously. We did take this seriously. But we tended to focus it too narrowly on the Gulf veterans and illness. And because of that, we did some things well on the clinical side and the research side. We did not do enough on the operations side.
As important as it is to get to the bottom of the question of chemical weapons, it seems clear to the Presidential Committee that chemical weapons aren't likely to explain many, if any, cases of illnesses among Gulf War veterans. Indeed, as the committee prepares its final report, it's leaning toward the same conclusions reached by other expert panels before them, namely that while some veterans are ill, there's no obvious single syndrome. And out of more than a dozen different causes that have been proposed to explain the illnesses, the only clear contributor appears to be the stress of war. Stephen Joseph, the Pentagon's top doctor, said many veterans have been reluctant to accept that conclusion in the past.
There has been a kind of false view that to the extent that we talk about stress and psychological elements as an important part, not as an explanation, but as an important part of this issue, that somehow we collectively are downplaying it or pushing it aside. This really is an opportunity for us as a society to be mature enough to understand that stress-related illness and stress-related symptoms are as valid, as important, as real, and as worthy of effort as any other kind of symptoms and any other kind of illness.
Committee members nodded in agreement, and more support for that general conclusion is being published in tomorrow's New England Journal of Medicine. Two large studies suggest that Gulf War veterans aren't, as a group, sicker than soldiers who stayed home. One report by scientists at the Department of Veterans Affairs found no excess in deaths attributed to disease among Gulf War vets. The second study by Navy researcher Gregory Gray found that except for alcohol and drug abuse problems, soldiers returning from the Gulf War were no more likely to end up in the hospital. Gray said the two studies are reassuring.
That certainly doesn't rule out that there are other illnesses that could be associated with the war, or that there could be It doesn't rule out that there are subgroups that may have various disease manifestations, but there's no evidence of a large portion of Gulf War veterans being affected for these two outcomes, hospitalizations and death.
That new information will no doubt make its way into the Presidential Committee's report, which is due out before the end of the year. This is Richard Harris in Washington.